I often feel as though I fall short. No, that's not quite true. I mostly feel as though I fall short. I fall short in my marriage. My pride so often chokes me up. I fall short in my parenting. My selfishness makes me stumble. I fall short in my writing. My laziness keeps me from doing all that God desires. That is enough to make me quit. This continuous falling short is enough to make me want to stop trying. Why bother when all of my very best efforts are never quite enough? I am learning in my God life, and I think that it applies to all of life, as all of life is and should be my God life, that falling short doesn't really matter. What matters is that I do not give up. What matters is that I continue to persevere. Trying matters. We live in a broken world, and we inhabit broken bodies. We shouldn't be surprised when our best efforts fall short. We shouldn't be surprised when the outcome toward which we are aiming doesn't quite come to fruition. But all of our failures doesn't change a thing about who we are, for we are God's beloved. And as I wrote earlier, nothing that we do for God is ever wasted. We are a part of bringing God's kingdom to earth, and even our failures are used to that end. It is a beautiful truth that God uses our broken efforts to restore His broken world. All of creation is aimed with all of her being toward her Creator, giving of herself in praise, waiting with eager longing for her freedom. This is what we are asked to work toward in our marriage, in our parenting, in our art, in our work. Quote, "Since creation is going to declare His great faithfulness either way, we might as well jump in with our half-finished songs and join the chorus," end quote. Andrew Peterson in Adorning the Dark. Dear one, we must not let our failures keep us from trying. God desires even our failures, especially our failures, for His kingdom purposes. He looks forward to hearing all of your half-finished songs.